Welcome to day 3 of Super Confidence Exercises. Begin your day once again by listening to CD number 2. Then once you're done with that, this is what I want you to do. Go ahead and listen to CD number 2 if you haven't done so. Pause this CD and listen to the other one. Or if you have listened to CD number 2, because you know that's the first thing you need to do every day of the program. This is what I want you to do next. Write down in your notebook. Think of approaching someone in that category of people we've been working with for you, okay? And just write down what you think they would think about you approaching them, okay? Imagine, pretend you know, what is it that they think about you approaching them and talking to them? Write that down. Pause this until you write it down, then continue. So you wrote it down. Now I want you to write down what you think about what they think. Okay? Go ahead and do that now. Now go ahead and write down what I would think about what you think about what they think. Okay? Go ahead and write that down. Once you're done with that, now I want you to write down what your mother would think about you approaching someone. Not about approaching her, but about approaching someone. It doesn't matter if your mother's still around or not, or what your relationship with her is or not, okay? It only matters that you do this exercise like this. Just imagine, pretend you could actually know. Maybe you think you can actually know what your mother would think of you approaching people, okay? Approaching someone in that category of person you want to be able to interact with confidently. And just write down, right now, what she would think about that, okay? And when you're ready to do the next bit, guess what? Just write down what I think. What do you think that I think about what you think about what she thinks? Okay? So let's make sure we didn't skip a step here. Write down what your mother thinks about you approaching someone. Write down what you think about what your mother thinks. If I skipped that before, just make sure you have that in there. I may or may not have skipped it, I don't remember. And write down what I think about what you think about what your mother thinks, okay? So go ahead and do that now. And then I want you to go read what you wrote and compare what the person you're approaching thinks, what your mother thinks about you approaching that person, what you think about what that person thinks, and what you think about what your mother thinks. And then what I think about what you think in both instances, okay? So just compare what everybody thinks in this situation, okay? Now I want you to go ahead and write down your thoughts on this comparison. I'm not going to tell you what to write. Do it on your own. Be creative or not. It doesn't matter. Just write down what you think about this comparison. What do you think about what everybody thinks, okay? Just write it down. And then I want you to go ahead and validate everything I think, everything you think, everything your mom thinks, everything this other person thinks, as regards to you approaching people. Just go ahead and validate everything, okay? If you can't find reasons to invalidate everything, just invent them. Find out reasons why what you think that I think, what you think that your mom thinks, what you think the other person thinks is actually wrong, okay? And then I'll tell you what I really think. But just go ahead and do this exercise. Remember to do it with a smile. Remember to do it relaxing your center line. Remember to do it imagining yourself a sky blue light. And remember to feel the upper part of your brain. And what I really think is that it doesn't really matter for these exercises what your mom thinks, what I think, what you think, what the other person thinks. But go ahead and do the exercise anyways. Because I want you to notice and really understand what it is that sits inside your mind, okay? As you go and do these exercises, the more awareness you have of what's going on inside yourself as you do these exercises, the more quickly and profoundly will you be able to reprogram your unconscious mind and your central nervous system. And this is what we're really after. Because this is the key to super confidence. Well, this is just a prelude to the main exercises for this day, okay? The main exercises for day three. You're going to go out once again, as you did during day two. You're going to find 5 to 10 people once again. Once again, 5 to 10 people. In that same category of people you were working on, okay? This time around, you're going to go look at them, listen to them, feel their energy, feel their vibe, and you're going to write down, this is your work for the day. You're going to write down what you feel their blockages are. What does this mean? What you feel, what areas you feel they're stuck in life. What are their fears? What are they angry about? What makes them unhappy? Any which way they may be suffering. Okay? If you can't find anything like this in them, then imagine it, invent it. Okay? You're still developing your intuition. But you'll notice that pretty soon you're going to have really good intuition about these things, okay? So I want you to notice, this is almost the opposite of what we did the previous day, okay? Not quite, but almost. The previous day you were looking for wonderful, good, positive traits. Here you're looking for not things that make them bad people, but you're looking for things that make them unhappy people, okay? This is a very important distinction. Things that make them unhappy people. And of course, these things that make them unhappy may make them act in ways that are not really that great for you, for them, for anybody else. Okay? It doesn't matter. Just look for things that make them unhappy. See how well you can focus on their center line and all their blockages there. You all know that your success with super confidence truly depends and how much you put into doing these exercises. How much energy you put into doing these exercises. That is why I've asked you to keep your energy levels high throughout your super confidence days. It's really up to you to develop the confidence that you want. I'm just showing you how to do it. See, I already have super confidence. And I keep working, even I keep working all the time, and new things, new ways to reprogram myself. So you should do the same thing and work. Give your 100% as you've committed to do with each and every one of these exercises. Okay? Follow the instructions to the letter. I'm going to give you a little bit of something extra to do on this day three. Now, you can do this as part of your day three exercises, or you can do it at the beginning of your day four, okay? Either way is fine. And here's the exercise. Once again, go and find people. Five people. It could be the same five people you use for day three. And while you are focusing on their blockages, on whatever it is that intuitively you know is something that makes them unhappy, I want you to go walk up to them and ask them that same question you ask people during your day one exercises, okay? So it's the same thing you did during day one, except that this time you're adding one more thing you're focusing on, which is their blockages as you perceive them, okay? And as they reply, they give you an answer. Notice if those blockages actually get activated or not, okay? All the while, you're going to keep your own center line really relaxed. At this point, it should be more of an unconscious thing that you imagine yourself and your body as sky blue energy. It's just light. Like a body of light. And you will also unconsciously, and maybe consciously, depending on how much you've practiced so far, keep some awareness on the upper part of your brain as you do this. And as always, once you do this, you may want to do it again at half the speed. do it twice as slow. Or you can do it from the very beginning twice as slow, so that you don't need to repeat each and every exercise twice, but you can just do it from the beginning, from the first person you approach. You go twice as slow and you speak twice as slow as you normally would, okay? Just be really honest about it. Just be really careful about it. And do it with 100% awareness that you're going twice as slow as you normally would, okay? Now go ahead and have fun with day 3. You can pause the CD, you can stop the CD, and go ahead and enjoy day 3 of Super Confidence.